The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
All of you would be familiar with this scenario. The kids come in the door from school. Well, kids, how'd you get on? Yeah, good, yeah. What did you do? No stuff. Yeah, did you have fun today? Yeah. Anything happen? And now, bear in mind, the school could have been stormed by a SWAT team at some stage during the day, and the answer would be, no. If you find that situation frustrating, fear not, you're not alone. 9 out of 10 parents apparently have their head done in by the one word answer. Well, Steve Cummins, comedian, with me to discuss, as is Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and author of Love In and Out. You're both very welcome. Steve, I mean, the one word answers, they did my nut in. They still do my nut in. Did they do yours? Yours are probably beyond the one word answers now.
Well, like anything else, it's choose your battles, really, and find your time. I think the first thing is, you know, when your kid comes in straight from school, their social battery's massively drained anyway. So that's probably not the best time to really quiz them. Like, good day, bad day, yeah, and then move on later. One thing we used to do with our boys, and it worked really, really well, it was, oddly enough, it was something I got from the Obamas when I'd be hanging out with them. Oh, and it was a thing called Roses and Thorns. And at dinner, we'd all be sitting around, and we'd go, all right, lads, roses and thorns. What was your rose today? What was your thorn? So your rose is something good that happened. Your thorn is something bad that happened. And it's a great way of opening a line of communication. And in some ways as well, reframing a day. I can totally understand when your kid is just monosyllabic answers, it really is a case. Sometimes just like back away and regroup. When I work with residential care, I found one of the best ways to get a kid to open up, a teenager to open up, was to go driving. Because when you're in the car, you're not making eye contact. And that can really help. Because, you know, if you're looking straight at a kid and they see you, they're trying to read your face and you're reacting. But the biggest tip I can give to anybody, and I give it to a load of like new parents, which is when your kids are small, like, you know, the ages of your kids, Kieran, and they come up to you with the most head-wrecking conversations, whether it's about a YouTuber they watched or a toy or a slug they saw, listen to them if you can. Now, obviously, if you can't, you're up to your eyes. You go, listen, I'm really interested in this. I'll come back in 10 minutes and we'll have a chat. But if you listen to them when they're small about all the instantaneous incidental rubbish that you can't, that, you know, that doesn't interest you, you're a much better chance your teenager will communicate with you when you're older. It's just how it works. Yeah. Don't come to your teenager if you never talk to them. Like, I think, honestly, most of my parenting came from that song, Cats in the Cradle, years ago. I was so horrified by that when I heard it. I was going to go, okay, oh my God, I must listen to my children.
The Cats in the Cradle, yeah, and the Obamas. So I like that as a kind of a source of parenting inspiration. Mally, is there kind of some psychological reason that children will kind of get up in the morning and they might tell you about the dream they had in granular detail to such an extent that you know that they're absolutely making things up at this stage? And yet, like that, the school could be stormed by a SWAT team during the day and no, they're not telling you about it. Yeah, no, nothing happened. Fine.
I agree. Ed, really, to be honest, like, you know, their social battery is spent, and we kind of, as parents, have to take our children's lead. And, you know, timing is really everything, and not to take things personally. I also think kids aren't great at answering open questions. You know, like, it's a lot of pressure. How was your day? And so, like, exactly what was said, you know, what was the best thing about today? What was the worst? What I do with my 11-year-old now is kind of like, tell me two truths and one lie about your day. And she might just kind of not be in the mood for it. So I think for all parents out there, not to take things personally if they don't really want to have a chat straight after school, because I think it's a common experience. They're wrecked. They're hungry, angry, lonely, tired. That's an acronym I use a lot, HALT. So just halt there and just give them a little bit of time to regroup. And also, you know, when they start speaking to you, definitely take interest. If you can, obviously, if you're cooking the dinner or doing stuff, it's hard. But really listen to them when they do talk. And with your teenager, keep trying. Don't let them go up into their room for 3 hours and not have communication with you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Keep trying.
It's funny because, you know, you talk about it from the kids' point of view that they're maybe tired or going through this halt, as you describe it, the acronym. We have a text in. I'm 36 and I remember being asked these questions by my dad when I come home from school. And you know what? It did my head in as a kid. I hated the questions. Even when I hear parents ask their kids now, it triggers me. So I guess maybe I hadn't thought of it from that point of view. How important is it that you do find time? Say, you know, because you're around the kids, I guess, maybe when they come home from school, because you've picked them up and you want to engage with them, having not seen them maybe for some time. And if that's not the time to ask them the question, how important is it you make some time for your kind of roses and thorns or your truth lie, that maybe you do it around the dinner table, for example?
Yeah, that can have huge benefits, to actually have that connection time when they've regrouped, you know, they've had their snack, they've been able to kind of settle back in home again. There are such huge benefits to sitting around a table, or, you know, making time to sit, to either sit together. But with my kids last night, it was a case of play a game of snakes and ladders, even though my teen did not want to play initially. And then we did some like dancing around with their switch, you know, and we just kind of, I made sure that, like, you know, because my daughter's just started secondary school, and it's such a massive change from primary school, that I just kind of want to make sure I'm still connecting, but then giving her space at the same time. So show an interest in what they're interested in as well. Do you know, even though you mightn't be that interested in it, you know, grab those opportunities. Maybe don't let them be on the screen for too, like, fine, I know that's what they really want when they're teens, but also just keep kind of saying, look, do that for an hour, then we'll regroup, then go for a walk. They're not great with the eye contact, so have those conversations during your driving time and while you're going places, do you know?
Steve, I'm conscious as well, as they get a little bit older, it might not just be tiredness. They might not want to tell you everything that happened, because they're gaining a little bit of independence, and this is their space where they do things without mum and dad. And they like the idea, mum and dad don't know everything that's going on.
That's absolutely 100% true. Because if you think about it, they are growing. They're becoming adults. I always say when your kid's a teenager, that's when they're trying on loads of different hats and loads of different roles. What sort of adult am I going to become? And they've got much more independence, and they've got secrets, and they want secrets, and it's absolutely perfectly right that they do. So that's why, like, as I said, I think if you have a set time, ideally dinner time's a great time, because as you know, with any teenager of any gender, they will, once you feed them, they're much calmer beasts. Like when a kid comes, like my sons, whenever they came in from school, were like demons just until they got some food in them. But if you have a set time to sit around and chat, when your kids are younger, bedtime can be a great time to chat, because the kid is very likely to be open to chatting, because on one part of their brain, they're going, the longer I talk, the longer I can stay up. You know what I mean? And if it's in their bedroom and in their bed, they're very comfortable. It's a very safe space, and it's a good place for them to open up. But yeah, teenagers, of course, don't want to tell you everything. But as I said, and I know, like, for some people, the it may have passed, but listen to all the boring and unimportant stuff when they're little.
Yeah.
And they'll be much more likely to open up to you when they're older.
It's funny, that bedtime thing. I actually have to say, I love it. Every night, my daughter in particular, she'll wait until you've walked out of the room, and she'll call you back. And then you frantically see the cog starting to turn, where she hasn't thought this far ahead. You say, oh no, what'll I ask? What'll I ask? What'll I ask?
I
and she could
that.
Ask the
That's
most
great.
Inane question you could imagine. How are curtains made? I'm like, right.
They're literally
right.
Looking around the room trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. But it is a lovely touch. And the thing is, I remember hearing a woman once say that she would say to her kid, and you better not be reading. You better not be reading by torchlight after I turn out your light and sneaking out. And of course, knowing the kid now was going to do it. And she's like, brilliant, my kid is reading for an hour, you know? So, you know, at the end of the day, we should be brighter than they are. Let's manipulate them.
Yeah, let's manipulate them. I'm all for it. Steve Cummins, comedian, Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist, author of Love In and Out. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.